With SDPB News, I'm Jackson Dirks. A shooting that left a Sioux Falls police officer injured is spurring law enforcement to renew the call for the state to take a hard look at its parole and prison system as a whole. Minnehaha County is investigating the Monday afternoon incident. Police say an officer responded to a call about a weapons violation. The officer left his vehicle and talked to a woman. The woman ran off. Investigators say as the officer chased her, a man who was waiting around a corner fired several shots at the officer, wounding him. The officer was hospitalized and is now in stable condition with serious injuries. Police say two of the individuals police pursued were on parole and had attempt to locates issued. Mike Milstead is the Minnehaha County Sheriff. He said on Tuesday, 114 of 400 inmates in the county jail were on parole holds. He's advocated for taking a hard look at South Dakota's parole and prison system. He says this is yet another reason to.
Once again, what we're seeing with people on probation and parole absconders committing violent crimes in our community, this one almost costing an officer his life.
Milstead also said he's been encouraged at conversations he's had with the Department of Corrections about changes needed to be made, though he says it's something DOC and the legislature needs to look at immediately. Sioux Falls Police Chief John Toom felt similar.
I don't think the state can sit back anymore and tout a lot of the things that we tout while our recidivism rate continues to be the issue that it is.
He says the problem is going to take time and other means to fix.
And the reality is, I'll just say right now, it's probably going to cost some money. And every decision that we make, sometimes we have to do what's right for the system. And that's probably going to be investments in a lot of different areas to make sure that we have either the supervision that we need, the programming we need, or the incarceration that we need, because that still is an issue that we're talking about within the prison. There was a reason all these things need to be pulled. They're all different things, not one right answer for every situation, but I can tell you that what we're doing needs to change and we need to do some new things.
Both said the legislature and governor can start investing to solve issues in the system. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. A state commission finds some open meetings violations while asking for more information on other complaints. South Dakota's Open Meetings Commission heard four pending complaints at its latest meeting. It's composed of five state's attorneys appointed by the Attorney General and was dormant for many years until Attorney General Marty Jackley relaunched it. The commission found the Board of Trustees for Hermosa was guilty of an open meetings violation last April. The board held a work session prior to its April 22nd meeting. However, no public notice or proposed agenda was provided for the session. A recording also showed that discussions had started prior to the time of recording. State law requires meeting agendas be publicly posted with the date, time, and location at least 24 hours before the meeting. Austin Hoffman is on the Open Meetings Commission. He's thankful the Hermosa City Attorney acknowledged a violation, but said lack of a posted agenda hurts the ability for public participation.
It's extremely worrisome to me if we have a council, committee, commission, whatever it may be out there that is holding a quote-unquote work session beforehand without any kind of notice and the public not being able to participate. I'm glad they realized the issues. I'm hopeful that it will not happen again. Certainly let this be a lesson to anybody else if this kind of action may be going on somewhere else. It absolutely is not permitted.
The commission found another open meetings law violation. The Gary City Council asked three city employees to leave an open meeting. The committee continued as a regular open meeting after the three left. A Dual County Police investigation into the matter determined that in the absence of disorderly conduct, members of the public cannot be removed from an open public meeting. Craig Evenson is the Dual County State's Attorney, and he affirms the city understands the actions violated state law.
I don't think those facts are in dispute. It sounds like the city is looking to admit those facts.
The commission also heard another complaint against the Gary City Council and one against the City of Eagan Board of Trustees. Both were tabled until the next meeting. MSDPB's Jackson Dirks. A mobile memorial honoring Vietnam War veterans is coming to South Dakota. The Wall That Heals exhibit is on display at Brookings June 11th through the 14th. It's a three-quarter scale of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Organizers say South Dakota Vietnam War veterans who returned home but later died as a result of their service are eligible to be honored at the exhibit. They're asking for the public's help in identifying veterans who qualify. You can find more information at sdpb.org/news. The deadline is May 11th. Over 60% of the nation is facing some degree of drought, and South Dakota is experiencing that in a north-to-south split. This despite the recent rain that moved through the area. That's according to the most recent report of the U.S. Drought Monitor. The worst drought is in the south, where Turner, Clay, Yankton, Bonham, Gregory, Tripp, and Lyman counties are facing D3 extreme drought. Further west, nearly all of Oglala Lakota County is facing the same degree of drought. Additionally, the southern Black Hills are in extreme drought watch and in consistent high fire risk. The northernmost portion of the state, from east to west, is the only area facing no drought. This is in line with North Dakota, which is the only neighboring state not facing some degree of drought conditions. A Washington high school student from Sioux Falls has advanced to the championship round at the Poetry Out Loud National Finals. Senior Damian Dean won South Dakota's Poetry Out Loud competition and is one of three winners in his regional semifinals. Dean is competing in the final round this evening at 6 Central, 5 Mountain. You can watch him compete through a live, one-time-only webcast. The link is at arts.gov. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.